The rest of the story. The voice on the other end of the phone sounded desperate. I just can't cope anymore, the voice kept saying, over and over and over, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. It was the voice of a young man. Exactly how young was difficult to say. The degree of urgency in that last remark was difficult to calculate as well. But he did need help, and he needed it fast. That's why he had called the Crisis Clinic Hotline at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. The counselor's voice was calm and even. "Tell me what's disturbing you," he said. Reassured by the counselor's tone, the caller rambled through a maze of specifics, fears and anxieties and insecurities, none of which seemed related to the other, but the counselor listened patiently. Just listening is sometimes most helpful of all. And although there were a number of Harborview staff members answering telephones around the clock, this one counselor named Ted was one of the best of the listeners. But then came the hard part. The voice on the other end of the line trailed off, and after a moment of silence, it said simply and quietly beseeching, the voice said, "Help me, you've got to help me." What the desperate, desolate young man on the other end of the phone did not know is the rest of the story. That Ted, the counselor, was no psychiatrist. He was no doctor. Fancy degrees don't sit around answering crisis hotline. Ted had a bachelor's in psychology, and while he was probably about as qualified to handle calls as anyone on his shift, he felt that he was not truly qualified, and it bothered him. Once, for example, in desperation, he leveled with a colleague at the clinic. Some of their callers were full-blown schizophrenics, he complained, and nobody there had the training, nobody there had the background to handle cases like that. Yet deep down, Ted knew what they all knew. When you're in emotional trouble, anything is better than nothing. So when the desperate young called asking Ted for help, Ted helped in the only way he knew how. He would say, "You have to learn to discipline your emotions." In this instance that I've just described, he told that young man, "You have to take charge. You are out of control. You've got to change that. You have to learn to discipline your emotions." It was the only thing Ted could think to say. He said the same thing often to distraught callers, because it was what Ted truly believed. You have to discipline your emotions. That when you're out of control, the solution is self-control. Well, after a while, Ted quit the crisis clinic hotline. When nobody called, it was boring. When somebody called, it was depressing. In fact, dealing with the emotionally disturbed was such a downer that Ted left the field of psychology altogether, and he went back to school to study law, and he became involved in politics, and he became a name that you will recognize. But through all of the years since, Ted never forgot his job at Harborview Medical Center, nor did he ever stop wishing that crisis counselors everywhere were better suited to that task. That was his perspective, anyway. And you may share that perspective when you learn that bright, good-looking Ted, who once lectured the emotionally unbalanced to discipline their emotions, was himself out of control, was in fact soon to become the most prolific mass murderer in American history, Ted Bundy. And now you know the rest of the story.